Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Novelist and Williams College professor Allison Case joins us this morning to discuss her reimagining of Wuthering Heights. The new book is Nellie Dean, A Return to Wuthering Heights, a gripping and heartbreaking novel that reimagines life at Wuthering Heights through the eyes of the Earnshaw's loyal servant, Nellie Dean. Nellie Dean is an inspired accompaniment to Emily Bronte's adored work. It is the story of a woman who is fated to bear the pain of a family she is unable to leave and unable to save. Allison Case is a professor at Williams College, the author of two books and several articles on 19th century British fiction and poetry. And again, the new novel is Nellie Dean, A Return to Wuthering Heights, and we welcome Allison Case to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So at what point do you say, oh, I should take this on?
Well, I found myself becoming obsessed with Nellie as a character and as a narrator. And there was a point where I realized that very much to my own surprise, that the things that I wanted to say about her were not things that I could say in literary criticism. And initially, I just started writing a monologue. I thought it would be a short piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then a plot started to coalesce around it. And at a certain point, I realized that I had a whole novel that I needed to write.
It seems, this goes without saying, but I'm going to ask it anyway, which mm-hmm. is that you have to have great fondness, appreciation, and love for the original to want to do something like this.
Yes, although actually, I taught Wuthering Heights every year, and I used to tell my students that I taught it to keep myself honest, because it's hard to make sweeping and comfortable generalizations about 19th century fiction, to which Wuthering Heights is not an exception.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd often actually found it a challenging and frustrating novel. And it's emotionally a very difficult novel. It's almost traumatic to read. There's so much physical and psychological violence in it. If you had said to me 15 years ago that I would wind up writing a novel about a 19th century novel, I would not have thought that Wuthering Heights would be the one that I would write about. It was rather, I just began to be obsessed with Nellie herself as a character.
So it is the character. It is Nellie that you find fascinating and want to explore more.
Yes. Yeah. There was a lot of my initial work had been on female narrators in the novel. So I was already very attuned to who's telling a story. Nellie is the narrator for much of Wuthering Heights also. I was already very interested in narrators and what they know and how they know it and what their relationship is to the story and to the reader. But there was this moment after my daughter was born, when I was reading Wuthering Heights for the umpteenth time, and I came to the point where, Nellie has been handed young Hareton Earnshaw to raise literally at birth, within hours of his birth.
Right.
And she has had sole care of him all his life in a household that is really quite nightmarish at times. His father is violent and drunken and at one point almost kills him. And when Hareton is less than 5 years old, she is ordered to leave Wuthering Heights, go to Thrushcross Grange with Kathy on her marriage, leave Hareton behind, and never see him again.
Mm.
And I came to that as a parent, and it suddenly just hit me like a ton of bricks. This is horrendous. What must this have been like? This is her child. She has to leave this child behind in an environment where she knows his life is in danger every day. And I was astonished that I had never noticed this before, that my students had never noticed it before, that the critics I'd read had never called attention to it. It was like it was just hidden. And it made me realize there's so much about what must this whole story feel like if you are Nellie that had just kind of escaped our attention.
I want to get into that and then how you flesh that out. But before we do, I don't want to leave this idea of what we get out of rereading classics and rereading novels, because that is something that there's many novels that I'll read every year. You know that yes. you have to. Okay, it's March. I have to read this. So the reason we do that, I assume most of us, the reason we do it is because we find new things and we realize new things and we see new things. But that idea that things can still escape you is fascinating.
Yes, it's
especially when you're talking about as you examine it with your students and you're talking about it as a group project and it still escapes that too. It's
yes.
really interesting.
Yes. It's amazing what happens if you just kind of step to the side and look at things from a different perspective. Oftentimes, you know, it's like shifting the filter on a lens. Suddenly things pop into view that were in the background before.
Because all of the basic ingredients to Wuthering Heights are in your novel. You don't change anything.
No, that was one of the challenges that I set myself. I really didn't want to falsify or rewrite anything that was in the original. I wanted to assume that Nellie was pretty much telling the truth the first time around.
Mm-hmm. So as we realize more about her and her life, that comes from strains of the original novel.
Yes. In fact, Wuthering Heights is already a novel in which servants loom much larger than they do in other 19th century fiction. Much, much larger. And also in which major characters pass from servant-like roles to family-like roles and back again. That's true for Heathcliff. It's true even for the younger Kathy. So characters move back and forth in those roles quite often in Wuthering Heights. And Nellie is one character who remains fixed in the role of servant. But there's already in the original a deep interest in servants as people, which there usually isn't in 19th century fiction.
One of the things that we see when there is a reimagining, that there is often a whole new world created, which there is to a certain extent here, but there's also a great familiarity to the original. If you are a fan and someone who greatly enjoys this novel, you are comforted by it because it doesn't veer from that. You're in this you're in this world that you're very familiar with.
Yes, and I actually I spent a lot of time in Haworth in Yorkshire while I was writing the novel. I mean, not in sheer time a lot of time there, but I would try to get there for at least a week at a time at all different times of year.
What does that buy you? What does that give you as a novelist?
A lot of what it gave me was time on the moors, because the natural setting is so crucial to Wuthering Heights, and I really felt as if I couldn't write about that unless there's no way I was going to have anything like Emily Bronte's familiarity with it, because she lived on those moors. She was much more of the outdoor person than anyone else in that family, even. But I at least, I would just... So I'd go there at all different times of year and just walk to the same places in different seasons and sit down on a rock and write down everything I could see. And I spent a lot of time in house museums and in houses of the period, just trying to get a feel for the physical setting and what kind of tools would you use in the kitchen? What would your butter churn look like? Things like that. I wanted to be able to recreate the world that was familiar to Emily Bronte.
Are you ever in competition? And I don't mean this the way, meaning a conscious competition, but you want to write. You want to write in that style of saying, okay, well, I'm writing. I'm writing with Emily Bronte in this point.
I may be deluding myself in this, but I really felt like what I was doing with Nellie Dean was not something that Emily Bronte would disapprove of.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel as if I was writing against a lot of critics that I'd read who were very dismissive of Nelly or made her out to be the villain of the piece or made her out to be this kind of unimaginative, you know, straight man to the passionate Earnshaws.
So you're defending the character?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that the book is a classic, and so and obviously you want to be true to that, but you also want to have your own artistic mm-hmm. vision as well. And is that a challenge?
You know, it wasn't like I decided to write a book about Nelly and then I had the challenge of having my own vision. It was that the vision pressed in upon me and I realized I had to write the novel. So that part of it didn't feel like a challenge to me, because that was what compelled me to write it in the first place.
Mm. Would you ever do something like this again?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That
speaks volumes, you know.
I know. I never thought I would write a novel to begin with, and now that I've done it, I don't think I can stop. I'm upping the presumption level even higher in some ways, because I'm going to take a stab at finishing the novel that Jane Austen left unfinished at her death, Sanditon. That's what I'm working on now.
What goes into a project like that?
A lot of research and...
Do you have to get approvals or can you just do it?
No, everything's out of copyright.
Okay, that's
good. The great thing about being a Victorianist.
that ship has sailed?
Yes, long since, yeah. Even copyright extension doesn't bring it back in.
And what do you think there is in just the moment or two that we have left of that people find... so interesting in taking a new view or a new take on a novel. I've just started reading Anne Tyler's Vinegar Girl, which is taking a look, obviously at Shakespeare, and I think that it's really fascinating of why we are interested in that.
Well, it's always. You know, when we re-enter those classics as readers, there's always a bit of a, you know, there's a gap to overcome. They were written in a different world for different people. And we overcome that because they have something that really speaks to us. But it can be really helpful to have something that helps to bridge that gap, or that gives us, a different lens for looking at a work that we thought we knew well. And I think also if you really love a work, you just want a way to spend more time there. In a way that, you know, rereading can get you there up to a point, but it's just a kind of opportunity to revisit it.
The new novel is Nellie Dean, A Return to Wuthering Heights. It is published by Pegasus Books, which is out from Norton. Allison Case, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.